This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. ربيع تبدى بهذه الصدور وعمر تندى بها أحلى شعور وإخوان خير لهم غاية لختم الكتاب وليل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفخه ونفثه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another live meeting after a long absence. الحمد لله, we return from Hajj. May Allah the Almighty accept from all of us. And the whole month of Dhul Hijjah is over, and the entire year actually, 1437. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm sorry, let's begin once again. I was talking about the entire year, 1437. Is gone. It has ended yesterday. Actually, today in North America is the first of the month of Muharram, which is the beginning of the new Islamic and Hijri calendar, the new Islamic year, 1438. And the Middle East, it is already the beginning of the second day. I just wanted to tell you that all of you, brothers and sisters, may Allah the Almighty make this year a happy and blessed year to all of us, to the entire Ummah. May Allah make this year better than the last year. And may Allah bless all our days, our nights, our entire time. Allahumma ameen. So since it's a very important occasion, I thought that I just prayed Fajr Alhamdulillah here in Cairo, Egypt, that many of our brothers and sisters do not have a very clear idea about the beginning of the Hijri calendar. Many people assume that it is started when the Prophet ﷺ immigrated to Al-Medina, and from that day the Prophet ﷺ started the Islamic calendar. In fact, Muslims did not have a specific calendar, and it was only on the year 16th, 17th, or maybe the 18th year after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, the great companion radiyallahu anhu, sent to Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar ibn al-Khattab was Amir al-Mu'mineen, with the second caliph during this time, and he said that when you send me letters, it is not dated, and I don't understand whether is new now or in the future, something new or old. Also, it happened as a coincidence that somebody presented a case before Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. It's like an agreement. Somebody took a loan and he agreed to pay in Sha'ban, but it doesn't say which Sha'ban, which year. Every year there is a Sha'ban. So there was a great demand that we have to have our own calendar. So Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu gathered the companions and he consulted them. Normally he would gather the Badriyin, the companions who attended the Battle of Badr, because of their virtues and their wisdom, and he consulted them. They started suggesting that why don't we have, some suggested the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the beginning of the Islamic calendar, but the date was not certain. As you may know that there are too many different opinions with regards to the exact date of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some suggested the Ba'tha, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commissioned with the prophethood, and this is a very important date and beginning, but they were not certain as well. And Some suggested the migration. Everybody knows when did the Prophet ﷺ arrive to Al-Medina on the Hijrah. So there was like a general consensus. They all agreed, and Umar ibn Khattab applauded this idea and decided to take the migration of the Prophet ﷺ as the beginning of the Islamic calendar. And indeed, they were very successful to choose such event, because it is indeed the beginning of forming a Muslim state. As you all know that, before that, Muslims never had their own masjid. They were never able to pray in public. So it was the beginning. So this is as far as the event of the beginning of the Islamic calendar. Now, which month to begin with? Do you know which month did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hijrah during? It was in Muharram. It was the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, the same month on which he was born sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why did they choose al-Muharram instead? Because the Prophet ﷺ started the actual planning for the migration on the Muharram. And that was after the people from Medina came to perform Hajj exactly the year before the migration. And in Al-Aqaba, in Mina, the Prophet ﷺ met with the delegates from Al-Medina, and they gave him the Pledge of Allegiance, and they decided to receive the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the idea of the migration was contemplated already. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immigrated in Rabi', arrived to Al-Madinah in Rabi' al-Awwal, but the actual planning for the migration took place on the month of Muharram. And in addition to Al-Muharram is one of the sacred months, as you know that Allah the Almighty stated in Surah At-Tawbah, in ayah number 40, he said, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. That is ayah number 36 of Surah At-Tawbah, chapter number 9. Allah Almighty said that the number of months since Allah created the heavens and the earth have been always 12. But those months before Allah Almighty recognized by the lunar calendar, 4 out of the 12 months are sacred. Those sacred months have been explained in the sound hadith, which is collected by Imam al-Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the year consists of 12 months, 4 of them are sacred. The three consecutive months, the month of Dhul Qi'dah, the month of Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram, which is the beginning of the year, the first month of the Islamic calendar. So, minha arba'atun hurum. Then Rajab Mudar by itself, which falls between Jumada and Sha'ban. That's why Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu recommended that the year should begin with the month of Al-Muharram. The pilgrims would have performed their Hajj, and now they're fixing to go home. So it is the beginning of a new era. And that was also agreed upon between the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a result, on the year 16th, 17th, or maybe 18th, the companions have decided that the Islamic calendar, that Muslims would have their own calendar. Why their own calendar? Because the Persians used to have their own calendar. The Romans have their own calendar. So Muslims did not have their own calendar. And we mentioned the reason why they thought about it in the beginning. Now this year, today in North America, and in the Middle East, it's already the second day of the month of Al-Muharram. It is the year 1438. It has been 1438 since the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the blessed city of Al-Medina. The month of Muharram is not just a sacred month. It has been narrated in the sound hadith, which is collected by Imam Muslim and narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best fasting before Allah is fasting during the month of Ramadan and fasting on the 10th of Muharram. On the 10th of Muharram. I decided to share this with you in advance so that you prepare yourself mentally and physically, because it's been long since the month of Ramadan. Many people have been having been fasting, and also since the fasting of the first 9 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah. So now I just wanted to remind myself and you brothers and sisters with the virtues of fasting on the month of Muharram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the earlier hadith I mentioned that the best of fasting is fasting of the month of Ramadan and fasting during the month of Muharram, which he called it Shahrullah al-Muharram, for the entire month. Obviously, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never fasted for a whole month other than the month of Ramadan. So if you want to fast during the month of Muharram, which started yesterday in the Middle East and it's already today in North America, then you can fast every other day if you want to. You can fast on Mondays and Thursdays. And not to forget 13th, 14th, and 15th. Those are the three white days. I want you to spread the word. I want you to send mass emails to your brothers, sisters, friends, colleagues, community members. WhatsApp messages remind everyone with the virtues of fasting on the month of Muharram, so that when they fast because of your reminder, you will be rewarded too. You will get a reward similar to the reward of their fasting. Everyone who will fast because of your reminder will be rewarded, and you will get a similar reward, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But the most important day is the 10th of Muharram, which is known as, do you recall the name? It is known as Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. That is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he migrated to Al-Medina, he saw and he noticed that the Jews were celebrating that day, the 10th of Muharram, were making a big deal out of the 10th of Muharram. And they used to fast on that day too. He inquired about it. They said, that is the day on which Allah saved Moses and his followers, and he drowned the Pharaoh and his followers. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْهُمْ. We have more rights with Moses, peace be upon him, than them. Musa is one of the prophets of Islam. So he fasted on that day, and he ordered his companions to fast on that day too. That's why it's highly recommended. Why? It is one of the means of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you remember why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on Mondays? He said, because that's a day on which I was born. So he likes to give thanks to Allah by fasting on every Monday, not once a year by celebrating 1 year, one day every year. No, by fasting on every single Monday or most of the time, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Then it has been narrated in the sound hadith that fasting on the 10th of Muharram will expiate the sins of the entire past year. Allahu Akbar. Such good news. So, inshallah, in a few days, the 10th of Muharram is approaching. Make sure to fast on that day, because fasting on that day will expiate and forgive the sins of the entire past year. What kind of sins? The minor sins. While the major sins require tawbah and to cease. You need to make an intention that you will not commit this sin anymore. You will stop and you make an independent tawbah. Like somebody who used to drink, somebody who used to earn unlawful, somebody who, a woman who is not wearing hijab, somebody who used not to pray, somebody who is missing fasting. So make tawbah and begin from the scratch. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you all your past sins And as far as for the minor sins of the entire past years will be taken off your record simply by fasting on the 10th of Muharram. Also, it is worth of mentioning here that Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that the people of Mecca in Jahiliyyah before Islam used to fast on the 10th of Muharram. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast even before the migration. Wait a minute. That's way before the birth of Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, correct? So why do some people think that fasting on the 10th of Muharram is simply because of the martyrdom of Al-Husayn, peace be upon him? Well, that's a belief of certain people, particularly the Shia, which is not the correct belief. This is the least that I can say. Because the 10th of Muharram was revealed, was honored, and the Prophet ﷺ ordered its fasting even before the mandate of fasting of Ramadan, way before Fatima and Ali were married. So obviously before Al-Husayn was born and before he was martyred. May Allah be pleased with him and with all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now in this beautiful morning, which is in the Middle East, is the second morning in the new Hijri year, 1438. May Allah make it a blessed and a happy year. Allahumma ameen. May Allah make it a year of victory and success to all of us. Ameen. That we need to spread the word. We need to remind everyone to fast on the 10th of Muharram. Oh, by the way, besides that, Ibn Abbas also narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the year before his death was told, Ya Rasulallah, that the Jews do fast on the day. He said, لَإِنْ عِشْتُ مِنْ قَابِلِ, if I live until next year, إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَنَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَ مَعَ الْعَاشِرِ. Inshallah, if we live until next year, we shall fast on the 9th along with the 10th, just to be different than the Jews. Having said so, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was
اقرأ كتاب الله ترق جنانه وتنى العظيم.